KCKJO on statewide one. KCKJO monitoring statewide one.
KEHFJW. KBS for there. KEHFJW. KBS for there.
88MS monitoring.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec. KF8, EDQ, Mike from Saginaw, monitoring statewide 1.
MS monitoring. EAMS, KE8CYB. KE8CYB, 88MS. Good afternoon, Brent.
You caught me right back in sending a text quick. When I was sitting here, playing with my CB antenna on the truck, trying to get some stuff fixed up. But I thought it sounded like you were on the DMR, and it took me a minute to get to the right radio.
Copy that. I'm sort of back to square one. I had the MI5 channel messed up, and it just wasn't working. I got it back. I had to go back like about 4 days ago, and I had it changed in the channel page for the CPS, and I've restored this back right now, and I'm manually entering in about half a dozen different DMR frequencies to get the Brandmeister, but I'm seeing that the hotspot and the radio are not talking to each other. I don't know what the issue is, and I've been through the Brandmeister stuff and the WPSD stuff, and so I'm sort of scratching my head over this.
Overthinking it from what I remember, so take that with a grain of salt, but if the you have to set up a digital contact on your radio that talks to the hotspot, if I remember correctly, and then you have to have a hotspot program to get on through to MI5 or wherever you want to go. So I'm pretty sure you have to set up a channel on your DMR radio to talk to the hotspot.
I've got DMR channels set up, and they're in the zone. I've gone through the page. Everything looks on the channel page. That all looks correct. I've got it to a zone, but then it's not lashing up at all. I mean, I don't think I got to go to Brandmeister first and then select the channel, do I?
You shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to have changed any channels to get to your hotspot. You have to add a channel to get to your hotspot. And it all depends on how you set up your hotspot as to how you add the channel to the radio, if I'm not mistaken.
I've got all the Brandmeister stuff set up, and there's something that's known as an API key, and I did upload that, and passwords are correct, and it's seeing me. Matter of fact, I'm monitoring this call right now on Brandmeister, and all the calls we've made so far. So, I know Brandmeister, well, it's monitoring the MI5 gateway, basically, and picking that stuff up. So it's not showing the DMR stuff that I'm trying to do using the hotspot. It's just the hotspot and the radio are not working together, and I gotta dig into it.
I think you have a full grasp on it. Yeah. Your radio talking to the hotspot doesn't have anything to do with Brandmeister or any of that other stuff. If you're trying to do MI5 through the hotspot, you just set up a channel that talks to the hotspot, and the hotspot takes it on out to MI5. So, yeah, since you're probably going straight to the nasal repeater right now, you're able to do that, but if when you try to go to your hotspot, you got to set up a channel for the hotspot, KE8CYP.
Correct. I'm going direct to the gateway in Mayville. It's not going through the hotspot right now, but there is a way to do that for sure. 88MS.
Probably going to be about easiest and most straightforward. Just bring your hotspot and radio here, and I bet it wouldn't take very long at all to set that up.
Okay. Are you available this evening?
In the truck with the old world K40 magnet based CB antenna, and trying to make some other junk I have work, but it's not a high priority by any means.
Oh, here's what's happening is the hotspot and the radio have got to be transmit and receive on, there's two frequencies from the hotspot, and when you go to the radio, they need to be reversed. So what I'm doing is, I'm using a save file from, what the heck is it here, the 23rd of last month, and I'm talking on that, you know, on MI5 from that file. But when I tried with another file I had, it wasn't doing it. So what I'm getting at is I need to sort of set this thing up. Maybe tonight's not a good night. Tomorrow, let me think about that, 88MS.
No worries. Like you say, I'm pretty sure it wouldn't take very long. If you're not available tonight, you're not available. But tomorrow or Thursday after 4:30, I can be available, but I'm heading out of town Friday night. So if tonight's not good, Wednesday or Thursday works for me.
I run it over to you tonight. It's probably just as easy. And then you can take a look at it. And I'm going to leave the old, the older version that I know is working for MI5, and I just started adding some other stuff, and it's between the digital repeaters and then it's DMR hotspot stuff, and then analog, so it's at rows, well, you'll find it between 57 and 62, so yeah, I'll bring it over. Let me get the truck out of the barn, and I'll head on over there, 88MS.
And save it as a different name so that we'll work with what you've got started. And then all we should have to do is add a channel for the hotspot, and you should be good to go. So we'll get you going. See you in a little while. KEHCYB.
I'll see you in about 15 minutes or so, 88MS.
KCAKGO. Monitoring statewide one.
Hey, Pumpkin.
What's going on, Trouble?
You can't just hear your call out and ignore me.
I waited for a pause. What am I supposed to do?
I'm supposed to say, hey, Wally, how's it going? Love you, AD.
Hey, Wally, how's it going? WAV from KC and KGO.
I've been a busy camper these past handful of days.
Oh, I can imagine. I haven't heard you on the analog for a while, so I figured you're a busy person, you know, being one of those big executives and stuff.
Yeah, executive not. Well, I got the title, but I don't like it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, but you're good with what you do, so it deserves it deserves it of you, I guess you could say. You deserve it. That's the one that I'm looking for. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are you at? What radio are you on?
I'm on the TYT, Waltz. The only one that I got for DMR. And where am I at? Washington Township, coming into Romeo.
Very good. I like this. This radio is set up for channel busy. It keeps me from, like, talking too fast and letting other people get in. I might set more of these up like that. Kind of cool. Yeah, I pulled the DMR out, plugged it back in on the desk here for working with Phil, VDAPR, on your Dream Cruise programming.
What is that, the Tate, or is that another one?
Try it again.
Oh, I'm on M53, so it says I'm getting in there. I said, is that the Tate, or is that a different DMR that you're fiddling with?
No, this is just my old, I shouldn't say my old, it's my current XPR 5550 that I have. That's what I'm doing. I was just putting in, I was trying to see if I could hit the event channels from here, and I couldn't. But I could hear Phil coming back to me, EVPR, so that worked out really well.
Gotcha. Yeah, I still got to program the other MI5 towers in this one. I just want to see how it ran. Right now I just got the MTC in there, and I think DET 1 and 2 are in there. So I got to go through and get the other frequencies and the offsets and the color codes and the time slots and get those into OpenGD77.
There you go. What happened with OpenGD77? I thought somebody had said that it disappeared.
I don't know. I downloaded it and uploaded the Waltz radio, made the necessary changes, and then downloaded it. And I put GMRS on it, all 22 channels, and then, of course, and I added the repeater channels. That way I had simplex and repeater in there. Didn't have any issues with it. It flew like a rape tape, I'm telling you.
Okay, very good. All right, sounds good. Well, at least with this one, you're not over-modulating. I mean, it sounds good.
Oh, I love this little radio. I'm thinking that when I get some more funds together, I'm going to get another one strictly for DMR and just put everything DMR in and all the different zones and stuff. And I think like my coworker, you know, he's got a GMRS, so I'm teaching him on that. But he's got Dave's old little NECQ, and he likes it. I just got to figure out how to program it. That's all.
Is that that little brown cube that's, I guess it's a cube. Is that the radio?
Yeah, one of Dave's originals. Yeah, it's the little cube with the antenna connection, and then all the programming is done through the mic.
Okay, yeah. I had one of those. My grandson took it, and then he couldn't charge it back up, and I took it back. It's just, I'll give him something else. I'll give him a bowel thing or something like that. I kind of like that little cube radio. It's kind of handy. I mean, it transmits about 5 feet, but it has its place in life.
Yeah, he just has his DMRS. When he gets some spare time, he's going to start studying for his tech. And we'll go from there. But it's a cute little, you know, it's a good little radio for him. It's got the little antenna with it, and it does a pretty good distance when we try it back and forth.
Well, if he drives around as much as you, just tell him to pay for that ham radio prep and just keep listening to the videos over and over and over and over again. And then when he gets time, take the practice test. That worked out pretty good for me, taking, you know, when I was getting the, whatever it is, extra class, whatever the top one is. That worked pretty good for me. I just kept playing the same videos over and over and over again. And the guy's got everything there, and he explains why. And, you know, like I said, everybody's different, but that's the one that worked for me. I don't think there's any one magic cube, but for me, that was the cube.
Yeah, for my general, you know, when I get spare time and stuff like that, I use hamstudy.org, and it's got all the practice questions, all the different sections, and I was up to about 70% proficiency when I stopped, so we'll see how it goes when I start getting into it again.
I'll tell you what, for 70%, before I stopped, I would have either continued or I would have just went ahead and tried taking the test, even online with one of the study groups. Of course, they charge for that, don't they? I mean, if there's like a $15 or $20 charge for doing that.
Yeah, I guess you could take practice tests and read the questions and, you know, all the different, I guess, what elements or sections. And I was just, you know, going through and I wouldn't even review the question. I would read the question and then think the best possible answer. Some I got right off the bat, others I got wrong. So I'm learning.
I missed most of that, but I got you to review the questions, pick the best possible. FBI had higher priority on my scan than what this one did. I gotta fix that too. Make it so that the high priority scan is the channel that you're on, not the one next to it. I'm sure that's a setting. I know that's a setting on my scan. I just have to get it right.
Yeah, you got it. I go through the study questions, answer the ones that I can, and the ones I don't, you know, I can't, I'll study them, and then I'll, you know, do the check or whatever you want to call it. I think I was at 70. I'm not totally sure, but back into it. KACKDO on MI1.
Whiskey 8, Victor David. Well, that's good. Yeah, you'll get there. Something else I was going to say to you. Oh, Thursday night. You're going to make Thursday night's meeting? I am going to be up in Higgins Lake, so I am not going to be able to make that meeting. But I might go. Dave and I are talking about going to the Oakland County one tomorrow.
Isn't Thursday just a radio net, or is it in-house?
Third Thursday, right? I don't know. Let me count the Thursdays. Nice if I could find a calendar on this computer. There's one. Yeah, you're right. It's the first Thursday. So I can do it. I'll do it on the AM over IP. Yeah, I can do that. For some reason, I got that screwed up. Yeah, because today is only the 5th, 7th, 21st. The 21st will be the real meeting. And when is the cruise? I got to check that out, too. That's what, the 23rd, right? Yeah.
I thought the Woodward Dream Cruise was the 16th.
Good boy, somebody better get us back together. Wally, just a minute. The 3rd Saturday in August. So when you look at my Saturdays, it shows it as the 23rd. That's the 3rd Thursday, but let me look at something more. Okay, well, I guess it's not the 3rd, it is the 16th. Okay, conflicting information, but the official website says August 16th.
Yeah, because August 2nd was this past Saturday. This upcoming Saturday is August 9th, which is supposed to be the ARPS picnic. And the 3rd Saturday would be the 16th, which would be the Woodward Dream Cruise, but I have a wedding. And the next week is the Armada Fair. And I got that week off. Not sure if I'm going to announce or not, but I took it off anyways just to spend a couple days there.
That means all your best radio friends can get passes to backstage and stuff?
At the fair? Oh, I lost some of my clout when I haven't announced since 2022. They got somebody else doing it because they didn't want to pay me. Offered my services last year for free, and they're like, no, we got somebody. I do know a couple people there, but the concert's free up in the bleachers. If you want to get down close to the stage, it's like $10 or something for a wristband.
Who's here this year as a singer? Let me see who the headliner is. Uncle Cracker. He showed up at the Livonia one. Him and Kid Rock. I think that was unannounced. The rodeo, the tractor pulls. The tractor pulls. Okay, so the headliner is Uncle Cracker. That was probably, could have been easy to figure out. Him or Kid Rock.
Yeah, I think it was the Brothers Osborne last year. I can't remember. It was one year that Kelly Pickler was there, and that was terrible.
Oh, man, I thought she could sing pretty good. WAPD.
I don't like her. She's just too piercing or whatever, loud. And I've seen her on another show, and she's just, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of hers.
Demolition Derby on Wednesday. Why don't we just move 696 up there? We could call that Demolition Derby. Or Boy Hall Roseman lately, Hall Road.
Or 75 over the Milwaukee Bridge. That's crazy, too.
That's closed. See the public service announcement this morning?
Yeah, that's when my daughter left early from home, so she can be up there by start time. She starts at 0700, that you get out there early enough that you can hit Meyer, get a couple things, and she's staying up there for the next couple nights instead of driving back down here every day.
Well, that makes good sense. All right, sir, I'm going to let you go. I got a few more things I have to do here. And, $25 for the tickets. Uncle Kirk. Oh, $24 VIP. There you go.
That works. Like I said, I'll probably be up to like Monday and Tuesday, I think. And that's the saddle shows. And that's where all my horse friends are at the saddle shows. If I go later in the week, then I got some drafts and some minis, so I know a lot of people in Halflingers too, so we'll see how the week goes.
Oh, look, I get a discount because I'm old.
Is it 55 and over or 60 and over?
62.
I'm not there yet. I'm lucky if I can find somewhere I can get free coffee for being 55 and over.
Yeah. Oh, here's one that's kind of sensitive. One could consider me special needs.
Oh, well, then I can get in for a discount price, then.
There you go. It covers just about everybody in the radio world.
Yeah, we sure are special.
There you go. That's easy subject. I'm going to get in trouble for that one. Every time I even get close to anything like that, I always get in trouble. Oh, under the principal's office.
Yeah, but if you take her off to dinner, then she'll have a smile.
There you go. All right. Well, Mary and Lice are made up there, so I'm sure we're probably going to end up going to that. So, pretty good. All right. I am going to let you go. You stay out of trouble. And the show's set a little bit later. But here talking to you on DMR. So, I can throw it away. Well, when I get my other radio, then I'll be able to hear everything all across the board. That'd be kind of cool, if it ever shows up. So, but the guy is still on Facebook, so maybe he hasn't ripped off enough people. Chat later, sir. ACAKJOW8VD.
W8VD73KACAKJO.
EHCYB testing. EHCYB testing.
Hitting PCT on Stateway 1.
88. CYB, 88 MS.
MS, 88 CYB.
Be mindful of the PTT here. I just got the, I'm talking directly to the repeater down there in Mayville. I'm not going over the Wi-Fi here, but I do have it hooked up, and I did download that new file, and I'm going to get out here and take a look at this stuff and sort of figure out what's going on. The one thing that I keep on the WPSD page, on the left-hand side of the dashboard, it shows all the DMR little buttons green. But shouldn't the Brandmeister button be green also?
Yeah, it probably should be. I didn't spend enough time with it when you were here to know for sure, but yeah, I would say anything that has to do with Brandmeister should be clicked as enabled.
The DMR status is showing good. Except when you get down to ID, the color code, and then the DMR master. I mean, it's all in there, but it's not green, you know, like the above buttons for mode status and network status.
I think that I probably would need to see it to understand it completely, but did you re-enter your API and everything?
And what's getting me to think about this, and I haven't looked at it yet, but the Brandmeister's got a talk group of 3120, and I don't know. I'm going to jump into the CPS right now and take a look and see if that's what we got in there.
I think I put in like 31261 or something like that, but it also on that page listed 3120, so I would probably try creating a new contact with that talk group number and a new channel with that talk group on the transmit and on the receive and see if that gets you anywhere, because maybe it's 3120, but seems like what I remember when I did this few years ago was 31261 was the statewide one, Brandmeister talk group. I could be wrong.
I'll jump in there and see what I can see is plugging this stuff in here.
Just create a new channel. And like I say, add that talk group and the listen group with the new talk, with that 3120. That way you can bounce between the different channels and hit the different talk groups. But yeah, I don't know if you were trying it when you first got home or not, but this is the first time I've heard you. First time I've heard you call on the statewide one.
Yeah, roger that. I had some errands to run, and it just got down here. James started calling you. All right, well, let me jump in here. You going to be around for a while?
Around for a bit. You can try calling. It'll probably be a half hour to an hour before I'll sign off. So I'll go back to monitoring, KEHCYB monitoring.
Right. Yeah, I think you pointed me in the right direction on this, and I'll let you know. This is 88MS. I'll be clear for now.
N9KOP from W8COP.
W8VIJ, Waterford.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Echo Delta Quebec, KFA, EDQ, Mike from Saginaw, and I'm listening to Statewide 1.
CYB, 88MS.